Even with time for you guys to be ready, you guys still are on the way.
Welcome again to another episode of Drunk Before Noon. Thank you for all our loyal fans out there. We hit the same number as we did last week, so either we're getting shitty or staying the same. 5,000, so thanks again. We really appreciate that. Of course, my name is Captain Sleeper, and we have three of our main hosts with us. Token Square, what's up, dude?
What's going on? How you doing today, Captain Sleeper?
Pretty good. Had a good day yesterday.
How'd date last night, huh?
Something like that.
You're wearing the pink hat today, so something must have happened.
It's not pink, but...
That way are you hot?
It's definitely not pink. It's not pink, it's light red. You're right.
Wait, how the... You're saying it's not pink.
Let me get through the introductions first before I...
My dog's dick.
Let me get through the introductions before you make fun of my
dick.
Dog big friend.
Anyways.
I just noticed it.
So we have, of course, with us Aladocious. You can hear his voice.
Mocha Aladocious, motherfucker. Thank you.
Mocha Aladocious, apologize. And Whiskey Pete, what's up, dude?
You know how them black people
I'm are. Actually Whiskey Pete's twin brother, but he died, and to avoid any confusion, I want you guys to call me Whiskey Pete.
I'll drink to that.
We have the uglier brother then. And we have a special guest with us today called Double D.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, now that
pleasure
I think,
to be here.
Now that I think of Double D, we had a our first episode was a girl named Double D.
Fuck her. Yeah, and she's back.
Except for some reason we can't get Captain Sleeper off of these two. What's going on?
Fuck you.
Captain Sleeper likes this Double D more than the other one.
Thank you.
I don't. I don't at all.
I haven't had a compliment like that in years.
But notice the pink hat came back around.
I switched to can.
But of course, our show again. I want to emphasize this in case you try to get any knowledge out of our show, which you shouldn't do.
Yeah, it would be stupid of you.
Yeah, very stupid. Our show is about bullshit, so just make sure you write that down and tell your parents because we know you guys listen to this.
Are we gonna have to put on a disclaimer eventually?
We are gonna have to.
Do not try this.
Yes,
we
all wear diesel watches.
It's close. This is bullshit.
All of our listeners, I'm assuming, is like under the age of 18.
Sweet.
So, we're
holla at your boy.
Double D loves
we're
him.
Indeed, all right.
I apologize to my wife and child.
Geeky.
We're giving like mentor advice to kids under 16, probably. So if they listen to us, this is what you have to look forward to when you grow up.
Good luck, fuckers.
There's a big topic I want to talk. I want to bring up first. You know, I don't know if you guys like seen the news lately, but Budweiser's getting fucking sued over their shit about being watered down. Hey, I know there's a lot of Budweiser fans in this room, me being one of them, and that's kind of disheartening now.
All you fans out there bitching, drink some Black Crown. Get it recognized. That shit is delicious.
But even that still tastes like water to me now.
Oh, well,
now that I hear the disclaimer, it's kind of like...
Dude, semen tastes like water to you, so what the fuck do you fuck expect? You. Like,
fuck you.
To feed me more, feed me Seymour. Like, come on, dude.
I need semen to survive.
Like, really? But anyway.
Women's so, semen, yeah, women's semen, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's the only semen
I've ever had. Is that what
they
tell you?
Semen?
I'm cheating in your mouth.
Holy shit.
Hi.
Right.
My name's Alicia. It's woman jizz.
Eat it.
Oh, I fucking hate you guys.
That's natural.
But
it puts
really,
the lotion on its skin.
But really honestly, back to topic. I know. But Black Crown is delicious. Budweiser, send us a whole bunch of free Black Crown. We'll take care of the situation for you.
We'll drink all the water out
of it. Pop a
nook
in the knee with a
fucking. Oh, shit, it's still better than Coors Light.
Oh, anything's better than Coors Light.
No, Milwaukee's Beast. What about that?
Oh.
The Silver Bullet, you know why it's named that, right? Because it'll kill a fucking werewolf.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Miller Light. Have you ever had Miller Light?
No, Miller Light's cool if you want to drink water. Dude, I was dehydrated at the beach. I would have killed for a Miller 64 right then.
You want to tell anyone who talks shit about Budweiser, go to the brewery. Just go to the brewery and tell me that
you were telling me. You guys were telling me about that.
It probably is. Anheuser-Busch makes so many beers.
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
No, you know what it is? Budweiser and then Bush at the bottom of the barrel.
Everyone who knows me here, I will not drink Bud Light, Budweiser, anything in a bottle. But you put me in that brewery, out of the tap, I will drink it all.
Well, what would you open then?
Well, Because you guys forced me.
Captain, you really do get on time. Yeah, get him out of that time. Swing. Why is there a swing?
Fuck in you.
Take that ball out of his mouth. What's going on here?
Is this like the homo version of our fucking show or something?
Hey, we're equal rights here. We let you on the show every week, Captain Sleeper.
Hey, well, look, you provoked this because you came over here in a pink hat.
And it, fucking, it's not pink.
Fucking V-neck. It's light red. Right, we'll give him that, but anyway.
It's not pink, dude.
It's light red. So anyway.
I even asked the guy before I bought it.
What did you expect? You asked the guy if this is pink. He's like, no, not pink. Buy it red.
He said, no, it's fine. No, it's fucking yellow. Here, buy the fucking hat, idiot.
What color do you want it to be? Exactly. He's a good salesman. What color do you want?
I gotta say then I'm more of a man because I can wear pink.
Okay, that
so
makes
why
you a man.
Say that?
Go over the topics, idiot.
Anyway, back to topic. What was the topic?
Our topic was Budweiser.
I'm sorry.
Next topic.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, we already kind of killed
done.
It.
Done. We didn't kill it.
You guys. No, Budweiser's great. Go ahead.
Yeah,
there's dragons.
Think about it, dude. How does it get liquid?
Water. Of course there's water in your goddamn beer, idiot.
Yeah, it's water. Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for
Budweiser.
That's
a bunch of bums saying, hey, we can write our name on a petition and fucking make them have to put more alcohol in.
I'll tell you, yeah, exactly. They ran out of alcohol. No one's giving out fucking free money no more because the economy sucks. So now they're suing the fucking beer company.
To try and get free money.
Yeah. I pissed clear as fuck the other day, so there must be water in this motherfucker.
There's your conspiracy theory for the week. Now let's get the fuck on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, this is a topic that Token Square wanted to bring up about. We talked about the UFC last weekend. Of course, we talked about it not comparing to boxing in the sense of that it doesn't make, the fighters don't make the same money. However, now we have to bring up a topic about Token Square that just mentioned is saying something about the rounds not lasting as long.
Not so much the rounds not lasting as long. In the UFC, what I want to see is I want to see a fight till someone is finished. So if it takes 13 rounds, I don't care. A fight until someone either gives up, taps out, or is knocked out. That's kind of what I want to see. It's the ultimate fighting.
Like Bloodsport. You want to see a Bloodsport.
You
do the, yeah,
school,
me too.
You said old school boxing, but like old school boxing used to go as many rounds until someone got knocked out.
I think that's the original reason why people started watching UFC.
Yeah.
I think the theory of tap out and why they were so successful is because that is the epitome of the fighting. There is no judges. There is no referee.
It's
when you're done, you
loses.
Fucking tap.
Yeah.
Okay, I see your guys' point, but to make it a legitimate sport and to have it governed and all that kind of shit to actually make money the way
you know what
now.
To make it a legitimate sport they need to have a logo with like a red and white symbol and like a guy fighting another guy, you know what I'm saying? Like baseball,
just like baseball or basketball or football.
They don't
or
have
like beer pong has one.
Hockey has one. I think
now that you said that
unsanitary sport.
Now that you said that, you're right. They have no symbol, do they?
So how about not real?
It's
how about MMA?
It says
UFC.
It's
how about
it,
MMA
right?
As an Olympic
WWF.
Sport?
Because you just think blood.
Now see that brings up a good topic too. That brings up a good topic too because it's like wrestling is out of Olympic sports.
Not yet.
No, they are. They got taken over by golf.
Well, because golf is fucking super tough.
I do want to talk about golf. I brought this up the other day. Golf is kind of like a cheater sport. Think about it. Only the rich can really play that sport. We don't know who the real best golf player is in the world. We really don't. Because to play golf, first off, you got to buy your clubs. And then you got to play a fucking round of golf. Like the cheapest you're going to get is like a Sunday afternoon. And you might get it for like $20. And that's like the cheapest you can get. Normally it's like $50, $60, $75,
$200. And
if you want a cart? Yeah,
you want to know that.
To play golf is
expensive
as fuck. So
and
like,
how much does your equipment enhance your performance?
A lot.
Right.
A lot.
You can buy the best clubs and they will do better.
It takes skill.
But
it's a skill sport, but it's not an athletic sport.
But
like
not everybody can fucking play.
What difference
is
that than steroids? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but everyone probably has played a round of miniature golf. Right?
Not me. It's not miniature golf.
No, miniature golf. You've been to Scandia.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking.
I hit him in the freeway every time.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Hey, that's double deep.
Getting kicked out of Scandia is the shit.
Oh, freeway. I got what you're saying. But no,
that's the freeway to do it, I guess.
Miniature golf is nothing, because I actually do play golf, and it's not miniature golf. The putting is the only miniature golf involved.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta fucking drive that motherfucker, and if you don't know how to swing just right, you're fucking driving.
I think once you understand the swing, you understand the ball wants to lead itself.
Yeah.
You don't really need force.
Bitch, didn't you just say you've never golfed?
I used to play golf in my backyard.
You just said you didn't.
In my backyard.
I may not have paid for a round of golf.
Okay.
But miniature golf.
He's like telling us how to golf and he's never done it. He's like, so what you want to do, you got to be one with the ball.
I would have to disagree with his statement because I think there are those kids that don't have the money that have 1.5 iron that play in their backyard and hit that shit as hard as they can.
And makes them
who don't know any better.
That's true.
But they don't have an interest in this.
Okay, what's the last...
How are they going to practice like a real legitimate course where they have to pay for it?
That's their personal
issue. As opposed to sprinting, all I need to do is run down a goddamn street versus you. You know what I'm saying? Or wrestling. Me and you can go wrestle.
There's definitely poor man's sports.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge that notion. I don't think it's any motherfucking kids in the city playing fucking golf in the backyard.
That's a fight. Hey, how big was your backyard? I mean,
no shit. LA is huge.
But you guys are right in that sense, but at the same time, it takes people with different thinking and different initiative to have like your Serena Williams, you have your Tiger Woods. To say, yeah. We're going
to
step out. It also
takes steroids to be your Serena Williams, too. I'm just going to put
that
in
your
shoes.
But not
Tiger. She's on that Lance Armstrong shit.
But I'm saying, it takes people with different things.
Imagine how she can handle that.
Where you can actually have a competitor like that. And they fucking ruled the sport for how long? So you got to think of it like that as well. I mean, you have to have different thinking. Just because your finances are not going to be able to... You know, have you get around to golf?
That's what scholarships are for.
Yeah, you're still going to be able to. You're still going to be able to make a difference with a different.
Depends
train
on how bad you want.
Nope.
I don't think so.
I disagree with you guys 100%. Because if I want to play fucking like wrestling or whatever, you can do that as a kid. Okay, any kid can do that shit. They can just wrestle their fucking buddies.
Basketball too.
Basketball's
huge.
Yeah, basketball. You can get a fucking ball, and everyone has a court somewhere. You can throw.
You can dribble it
all day long. But
you'll be better.
Like legitimate, like what you guys are saying. You can go play miniature golf, put something around, get 1.5 iron. But to play legitimate golf and get like the skills down,
you have to hit the links. You have to know how to chip.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Have to know how to chip.
To do all that, you know, talk about
drive over some trees and
shit.
Yeah,
legs, put a hook on it.
Exactly.
It's a skill.
And you cannot grow up doing that unless
your parents
have money.
Yeah.
There's no arguing. Captain, I know you like to argue, but you're an idiot.
unless you're Carson Daly.
You know what I'm saying? You have to. In Tiger Woods... Yeah, that motherfucker's parents were rich. So
how long did it?
Because
he's black.
You're racist.
I'm not racist.
You didn't have money? I saw your face. Because he's black.
What?
Fuck yeah, he's rich. Barack Obama's parents are rich.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
You're giving me gas.
Tiger Woods wears turtlenecks and vests everywhere because he was fucking poor.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he was rich.
He was
that's
like
why
Bill
he
Cosby's
fucking played golf.
Almost. I mean,
yeah,
he's rich.
That's why he played golf his whole fucking life. You have to be rich.
Captain Whiskey.
I figured out the pink hat. He's got confidence because his date last night was hot.
As she was, but anyways.
I think he's kissing pink.
Oh. Probably was. Yeah.
How many words per minute because she's tight?
I don't fucking know.
30. That's average, honey.
It doesn't matter, but he's a puppeteer.
It was an internet date.
My grandfather was a puppeteer.
Check, please.
They had a date
it
via
was
Skype.
Internet date.
Yeah, they had a
he was a hot though.
I mean, this is a
catfish.
Fact.
Huh? It's not a fact. I legitimately took a girl out, and that's it. So,
how was your
first date?
Huh?
How was your first date?
It was good until you fucking called, but yeah.
You called him on his first date?
I want to see if it was real.
It was my first date. First, let's get that
dude,
straight.
You
it
said you were
going
to come to the beach.
I was waiting for him to be like, oh.
You said you were coming to the beach. That was awesome. How was the beach, Whiskey Pete?
How did this go from sports to my date?
Because like, I had
Captain
Sleeper
told him to make
up.
The call in case it was a dude. I told you they met online.
Catfish.
They met online. And, you know, so this is where he does his dating.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
I'll just put it this way. He sent us a picture and it was tailed.
Fuck you.
I had a friend who met a girl in World of Warcraft.
Was she hot?
Shout out to Levi. Yeah, she was a slut. Boom.
Oh,
yeah.
Stacey Jason Mewes.
But anyway, so...
Yeah,
golf
shouldn't be in Olympics.
It shouldn't. I completely agree.
So, you know what? You know what? In UFC, is kind of already in Olympics because it's already kind of a world... Anyone from anywhere around the world could fucking compete in the UFC and be the world
champion.
Yeah,
but it's not in the Olympics.
It's not
Olympics.
Olympics
is something totally
but
different.
But should it be, though?
And well, how do you have Olympics. An amateur golf player? Because the Olympics are amateurs.
No,
Olympics what about
suck.
Basketball? Because there's professional
they made,
basketball
they
players.
Did make that exception, and they admit it.
I think the Olympics should be Like, don't get me wrong. Let me finish the whole thing because I have a lot to say right here. The Olympics should only be fucking, like, competitive sports when it, like, what I'm talking about. Sprinting, swimming, not even fucking organized for swimming. I'm talking about, like, swimming.
No tools involved. Yeah,
I'm just talking about the human body. Swimming, wrestling, fucking maybe even pole vaulting, that's fine.
What
but
about
then,
soccer then?
But then when you talk about soccer,
soccer's in
World Cup. That's it. They have their own shit. Football should have, like, every year, you got the NFL, right? Okay, whoever wins the fucking Super Bowl should play another tournament that has, like, Canada.
They can't keep up, though.
No, fine. Then we win every year.
Bad example, but I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I get your point.
Okay, and then fucking
baseball would be great for that.
Yeah, baseball does that. They do that. Fuck, they already do.
Hey, wait, time out. How do you guys know they can't keep up with football?
Yeah, American football? I was going to say, no, they
how do you
know? No other country will touch
any American team.
Euro League got 6 players.
According to other countries.
If the NFL were to go Olympic, no other country would beat the U.S.
Right.
For, I'll say, 100 years. Right
just
now.
Like,
I'll put money on it, let my grandkids get rich.
All right, Aladocious, just like we can't compete with rugby.
According to other countries. In theory, we can't. I see what you're saying.
No, but according to other countries, that's the real football. It's not what we play.
Okay, I see
what you're saying.
They should be a world championship.
It's more of a sports out of the
countries. According to other countries.
But look at this.
The real football is when you kick.
Bare knuckle boxing versus football. Formal boxing. Modern day boxing.
Bare knuckle boxing, but
you don't get the action because it
knocks people the fuck out. Yeah.
And you can really hit somebody harder with a glove.
You could kill them.
Because what happens before the big bubblehead motherfuckers go down is they break each other's wrists on each other's big knuckle fucking muscle heads. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work. You can hit somebody way harder with a glove. That's why you can hit somebody way harder in pads. Do you ever see rugby fucking hard hits of the week? Hell no. But you want to watch some highlights of the NFL? Niggas getting cracked. Their heads taken off.
I showed you Anquan Boldy and his jaw broken. One of the worst fucking hits I ever saw.
You can hit somebody way fucking harder with a metal cage on your face.
You're going with the intention of knowing that you can hit this person and be less hurt. I agree. Mm-hmm. However, rugby
with the intention of, I'm going to kill this person.
Okay, rugby's a dope-ass sport.
Yeah, we're not arguing about rugby. What we're trying
What I'm saying, though, is that you're trying to compare, like, saying football, if we bring football to the world, you know, every other country is going to lie. But lose, whatever.
Oh, why would they lie?
Well, big time.
Sorry, I mean,
they put
lose.
A rugby team in a football field and be like, gotcha.
Lie to you.
We're way good at this.
16.
No, but what I'm saying is, but if we try to put a rugby team, it's the same comparison.
Well, yeah, and for another reason. There are rules and regulations and deep bylaws and shit within rugby, just like within football. And you can get over on a motherfucker in a strategy way. That's why it's also a mental game, not just physical brutality. Yeah. There's a mental game to it also. And we don't know rugby. We wouldn't be as good at that. But Americans seem to adapt faster than any other country.
Oh, that's for damn sure.
So, but I think
we have as a problem with it as them trying to pick up some football.
I think we should find out for reals. I think
because when I start doing 2-minute drills on, you know what I'm saying, the Germans and shit, they ain't going to know what to do.
Yeah.
I know SQP has something.
Every sport, like hockey, we have the Stanley Cup. Well, after the Stanley Cup, I mean, we do got Canadians in our hockey league, whatever. That's cool.
They got hockey in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, winter Olympics.
Okay, well, exactly. But that shouldn't be an Olympics, I'm trying to say. They should have, like, their own national
world
thing. The Olympics, it has so much fucking shit going on right now that it's boring. You know what I mean?
Hockey does already have the Stanley Cup.
And how the fuck is, don't get me wrong, I love watching it.
England is.
That shot putting game.
What?
Where they sweep.
Yeah, I like that.
Curling! Fuck yeah, curling! Sweep faster, sweep slower, stop sweeping!
I love watching that.
I love that too, actually.
I love watching that.
Did you know what I'm playing?
It should have been Olympics. Nah, fuck that. Those are not Olympic athletes.
Listen,
I sweep hard as fuck, though.
Demolishing a bunch of janitors' dreams.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't be a world tournament of that. That's what I'm trying to say. It should be its own world tournament. It should not be in the Olympics. The Olympics should be man sports.
You know where that came from, right? Back in the day in Greenland, which is actually ice, and Iceland is actually green,
what
the housewives
the fuck?
Had
that
to
mind blowing.
The housewives had to sweep. So when the men were out doing the Olympics, big man, good things. The women had to have sports, and they made it called curling, and they would sweep, and they would sweep their hearts out. And
they would sweep
and
their
the man,
hearts
all
out.
He would do was throw the puck.
It's more like buffing.
No, I don't know. That's a bunch of bullshit. I don't know where that stupid ass sport came from, but that's just as good as reason, isn't it?
I like bobsledding. Who doesn't like bobsledding, though?
I love it.
Bobsledding is sweet. You ever seen a bobsled crash?
No,
that's not cool.
It's horrible.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's not cool.
I don't agree with the Olympics for this reason. Listen, it's a bunch of people who, for 4 years, depend on other people to fucking support them while they go after their dream.
You have to maintain your amateur status.
Listen,
there's something to be said about that.
No, I don't want to play any game.
Let me finish.
Baseball
has
professionals in there, too. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, but, okay, so... Yeah,
baseball,
that's another thing about baseball. Baseball, you have to start
soccer,
in the minor league and
no,
all that
I'm talking
shit.
About in the Olympics.
Well, okay. Well, what I'm saying though is for like a shot putter, right? For 4 years, he has to live off whoever he has to live off to maintain his dream of being a shot putter.
Yeah.
Right. And then finally, after 4 years, he gets to go to the Olympics and compete in the shot put, and then make his money, whatever he does. But for 4 years, he was training to do shot putting. For 4 fucking years. If I train 8 hours a day to do one single thing,
then
why don't you have to be good.
Why
don't
why
you?
Didn't
because
you?
That's not my goal. That's a,
okay,
there's different goals.
Your argument sucks right now.
It doesn't suck because, listen, you didn't
do
that.
I'll bet that he's a better shot putter than you are at anything you've ever
okay,
done.
Okay, on. I want to hear what you're going to say so I can tell you how stupid it is.
What I'm saying is that the fact that he gets to live off of one person... Whoever, invite me, his parents, his mom, his girlfriend, his fucking wife, his wife, whatever it might be, he has to live off of her, not support her, right? For 4 years. She supports his dream, and he becomes a shot putter within 4 years. I'm not saying, like, he's not good at shot putting. What I'm saying is, you didn't do anything for 4 years to support your family.
Hold on, stop.
Maybe he doesn't have a family, dude.
You're talking about...
These are young
that's a whole
kids, other
subject.
Man.
Hey, you're,
it's not...
Hey, you're dumb.
You're
talking about a man's hobby against supporting his family.
And how do you
know... It
wasn't
a hobby.
How do you know, say, a person doesn't have their own fucking money?
Because
they... Because
you
know...
From money. You're an idiot. Exactly. You acting like a spoiled ass.
Yeah, you're
rat
dumb.
I think
you are so dumb.
I have
no
idea what these motherfuckers are going
through. I'm gonna put it out here for you guys. He's just jealous because he couldn't do it.
He can't do shit. Okay, you're not okay. That okay.
I'm jealous because I couldn't do it, but I'm not gonna talk shit about him.
Homeboy
is
not the only one doing that. Everyone in the world is.
You guys.
Are you gonna okay? If you went and did 8 hours a day, you think you'd beat? Let's say the guy who won gold last week year. You think if you did that for 8 hours a day
for
8 years, for 8 years, you think you can beat him?
No.
So
listen,
you're stupid.
Listen,
you're stupid as fuck.
A real Olympic sport.
I'm not jealous.
You're
mad because you couldn't do it.
Like Whiskey Pete said, sprinting.
Yeah.
You Usain Bolt, baddest motherfucking sprinter out right now.
You think he's the
only
one doing that 8 hours
Jamaica,
a day?
He took second or third or some shit, right? Badass. The kids over there look up to them like kids over here look up to pro athletes.
Yeah.
They ain't got shit, bro. But to run fast.
They got a bobsled
team. What the
team.
Fuck is that?
Jamaica,
you know what I'm saying? They train just to run. They don't play ball. They don't play nothing. They run fast.
You think Usain Bolt lives with his mom?
That's all they have.
You're so stupid.
They don't have no fucking ball.
You guys don't understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
No, you don't. Because
but
listen,
it's stupid.
It's
next subject. Move on.
Yeah, next subject.
This is stupid. Right, you're dumb. You're dumb.
We're just in the wrong area.
This goes out to our listeners. Give me a comment on that one. Let me know if I'm right.
Hold on. We just got an email right now. Captain Sieber is an idiot. Tell him to shut the fuck up. That was quick.
Damn.
We're not even live. What's going on?
Just let me know
if if you do want to email, the email address is what, Captain?
drunkbeforenoon24@gmail.com.
Just email it.
Yeah.
Let this motherfucker know he's a dumb knucklehead bitch. And, you know,
hey,
anything else you got to say?
Michael Phelps.
The
motherfucker lives with his mom.
He did.
So did I at one point, motherfucker.
No.
Stupid motherfucker. Come on.
So you're telling me
for 4 years I had to live, or you had to live with your parents for 4 years while you were out chasing your dream, trying to get a fucking high school diploma? That's bullshit.
No.
That is such bullshit. You're an idiot.
After that, dickhead.
Anyway,
you have kids, right? Would you do that for them? Hell yes.
Of course, everybody would.
Shut the fuck
then
up.
Shut up.
A bad thing.
I love your stupid arguments.
Moving on.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Some of them, bitch. Bernie Mac, rest in peace. I love you.
Let's talk about the movie flops that happened recently.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about that. He said Bernie Mac, and it made me think. He said Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock going on tour together. What is that?
What?
Yeah.
Yes,
who
sir.
Who said that?
That shit
happens.
Double D told me. Yeah.
I gotta see that. Yeah.
Some tickets or
let's
something.
Let's look up that right there.
Jealous?
For sure.
Yeah, I'm super jealous of that. I thought Dave Chappelle was like done with comedy.
Hey, yeah, he's never done.
He's not gonna show up. He's not showing up.
I'm gonna tell you this, dude.
Guess what? There's some cocaine residue on your ticket, though. Have fun.
Dave Chappelle will always be one of the greatest in my regards, like Richard Pryor. He will never fucking be diminished.
This is what happened. Chris Rock was going on tour, and he said, I'm just going to write down David Chappelle. He'll never find out. So if he doesn't show up, that's part of my act.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That dude's living on a ranch in, like, some hippie-ass town.
Is he in South Africa?
If he no. No. If he heard about it, like, man, that dude is the shit.
Dave Chappelle, like, sells out tickets just by his name, like. Especially since after comedy, you know, it's Comedy Central.
He actually got booed out of Florida, like, about
well, that's
because
you're dumb, but all right.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened.
That's crazy that he's actually coming back to that. I mean, I'd never expected that from him.
I'm jazzed.
I thought he was done, you know? You know, if you get people coming up to you with your kids in tow and you're like, they're saying, like, fucked up shit to you.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah. And your kid's, like, 2 years old, like, repeating the shit, like, bitch. You're going to get pissed off, too. Anybody would. That's just
normal.
You better
not bring your kids.
I'm just saying, anybody would get pissed off, so I can understand his point. It's like Eminem. They say Eminem is crazy when it comes to
having... Who isn't?
To fans around him.
I mean, kids...
No, there's, like, certain people, I mean, they're saying that are not...
No shit,
way.
You didn't hear the song? That's first up, though, if you're any kind of respectable fan, person, anything, you don't go up to somebody with their kid and you fucking act like an idiot. Like, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm a fan, blah, blah, blah. You don't go up to them, hey, look at me,
you pick your spots,
man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if you're at a party, yeah. Hey, look at me.
Because I don't answer the door like, hey, hi, you want some autographs? Form a straight line.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, we talked about this already, but Puke was on the show at the time when we talked about it. And
nice.
Yeah, we talked about you know, your biggest whatever, your the people that somebody that you want to meet that's famous, either NFL player,
Barry Sanders,
actor, whoever it might be, right? And Puke was Barry Sanders. He said if I see him in a grocery store, I'll go up and suck his dick. His words, not mine.
Yes!
In front of his life and everything.
Way.
Excuse me. I have to do this.
I got to do
my
something.
This
is my
dream.
Always in my goal. But then, homeboy's like, so we all look alike?
After it's done.
I wasn't going to tell you, but...
Surprise!
I'm not Barry Sanders. Son of a bitch.
I hate to ruin your guys' joke, but we were talking about someone else, and you said you'd suck someone's dick.
I said Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. No. He didn't say he was going to suck anyone's dick.
Hey, why do you have to throw me under the bus like that?
Because
here.
Because
this is the homo episode.
Why we have to
be under the bus guest on the gay episode.
Hey, because I'm trying to tell you that these listeners can go back and listen to that podcast and be like, look at Captain Sleeper was lying again, but Captain Liar should be your real fucking name.
I didn't finish what I was saying.
The joke said, you asked him, would you suck his dick? He said, no, I wouldn't suck his fucking dick, but I would say, hey, how you doing, man? Well, and he was all cool, and he said, well, if Kobe Bryant, and you before he was finishing, yeah, I will suck his dick right
now. No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Now you're lying.
So
I know exactly what I said.
I'm about to fucking play it right
play
now
it,
for our listeners.
Because I promise you, this is what you guys said.
Out what episode we were on. And
you guys said... If you've seen Kobe, you'd be like, you shit. Suck his dick. I was like, I was kidding around. I was like, yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, you fucking you
kidding
are
around.
A V-neck.
You did it, man.
Kidding around.
Is that why you're wearing pink?
Not wearing pink. But anyways.
Did he make you wear pink? He didn't even put it in the pink, though, because he's an anal rapist. I know about him. We heard about you. Fuck Colorado.
He
fuck Curious.
He only likes white girls.
Colorado's the shit.
No, but you can see his point why he went crazy. So that's all I'm saying is I didn't expect for him to come back so suddenly. And like, look at that. He's trying to, Whiskey P's trying to play the episode that we're.
Let's go on topic so Whiskey P can find it.
Yeah, let him do that. Let's talk about the new season of Walking Dead. Are you guys fans of that show?
I don't watch it every week, but I've watched the episodes when they're on. Like, my son will watch it.
Have you seen the new season of Walking Dead?
You know,
I wanted to get you guys' opinion about that, because
I'm like 2 episodes in, so don't ruin it.
I've read every book. I'm not going to ruin it. Every graphic novel, I've seen every episode.
You've done everything, Double D. You're double the dude any of us is.
Because yes, he's done it.
Because they held me back. Fifth grade twice. Les.
Aladocious, you said 2 episodes. What did you think of it so far? Third season.
Oh, it's cool. They introduced some new characters, killed them off, which you expect. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. If you know Tyrese,
it's a saga.
If you know Tyrese,
you can't knock it. It's a saga. All
right, what'd you think? Okay, so there's a lot of controversy over this season 2. Right, because it moved slow. People weren't.
And Kirkman was off of it.
Like I said,
yeah, it was horrible.
It's something that you'll watch 20 years from now, show your kids maybe, and if you don't like the first 20 episodes, you'll like the last 500 episodes.
I'm just gonna say
it's gonna go on forever.
It's not something you're gonna watch 20 years from now. It's something you're gonna live 20 years.
That's exaggerating, obviously.
you're gonna live it 20 years from now.
I think nothing will rival the first season. Yeah, they had. Some beautiful cinematic shots. It was so different than every fucking TV show out there. But I think AMC has a special gift of killing creativeness.
Yes, they do. All shows like that lose their luster after the first.
Well, AMC has a spectacular.
It's the nature of the
gift.
Yes. AMC at least acknowledges them and brings them to the table.
Well, how do you have a show that has no product placement? You can't do it.
Who cares about that? That's the thing.
Who's putting
it's all
the show
about
in
the
air?
Coca-Cola,
no, Toyota. They are. Who watch cares? The credits, homie. Presented by Toyota.
It doesn't matter. It's always going to be somebody.
They're the ones paying for it.
Yeah, so what?
Okay, so my thing about the show is that every creative show, whether it be Boardwalk Empire, they start off with a little budget that HBO, you know, Showtime, Stars, whatever, has in store for that particular show. But after time, when they realize, hey, we have a hit on our hands, they throw more and more money after it, and they realize, hey, we can't keep sustaining this budget for the show. Games of Thrones, perfect example
of
that.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I don't know about Game of Thrones.
I think that's what
be a hard game to play.
You guys are sitting here saying that...
It's hard, but it's hard to
maintain
that.
AMC takes people and makes them go mainstream, and then you sit here and complain about them throwing money at the show.
I'm saying they kill creativeness.
That's what makes it kill creativeness.
No.
Money
does.
You've
got to
keep
it raw.
If there's anything we know, music has taught us that. That the raw talent stays raw. Once you sell out, it's not never the same.
You're right.
Commercialism sucks.
It goes on all branches of
media.
But that doesn't... Okay, you can't say that about, like... HBO shows or Showtime shows. You can't say that because
yes,
they...
Californication
they
is
because
the shit.
They're dull to begin with.
Californication is not dull. Boardwalk Empire was not dull the first season.
They don't have that same
second,
edge,
though. Second, third, maybe.
They don't come like some Breaking Bad and shit.
Breaking Bad. That's an
show.
AMC show.
Right.
Which also is ending.
HBO don't do nothing this
because
year.
Like AMC wants more product placement.
That
you can't
edge.
Cook meth and say, have a Pepsi.
Fuck yeah, you can. Who do you think drinks more Pepsi than anybody?
Does Pepsi got meth in it?
This Coca-Cola got Coke in it?
Used to.
All right, Wizzy Pete, how far are you in the third season of Walking Dead?
Oh, I'm never seen the show.
You've never seen Walking Dead?
No.
Hey, I fucking hate you.
Have you read a graphic novel? Actually, once or two.
No.
He doesn't read?
Watch Walking Dead once or twice. It's pretty good.
I never learned to read.
Why would I fucking read a book? There's fucking movies.
Exactly. It's not a book. It's a graphic novel.
Well,
serious.
Is
there pictures?
In that case.
Yes.
Graphic novels are the shit.
If I have to paint a picture of my mind, I'm over it.
Graphic novel, a comic book. Yeah, it's graphic novel is basically a giant comic book.
Shout out to the nerds who've been getting beat up since fourth grade.
If I have to use my imagination, I'm done with books.
I read it.
All right, fuck Whiskey B because he hasn't watched his TV show. But what about you, Token Square? I know you've seen a couple episodes.
I've seen a couple episodes. It's cool. It's zombies. Who doesn't like watching zombies? And, fucking, it's got a little drama.
Not if you're Michonne.
I watch it with my children.
Chop them up.
And they'd be like, Dad, you shoot zombies in the head. Yes, baby.
You shoot fucking you head. Shoot that zombie as bad. I let Elijah watch it. He's fucking 3 years old. He's like, Audie, like, you shoot a zombie? Yeah, you kill a fucking zombie. If a zombie's trying to bite me, you fucking hit him with a hammer. I don't care. It's a zombie. You kill that fucker.
Awesome. Already training these motherfuckers for the apocalypse.
You have to. I mean, train them all.
So what episode are you on?
Take note of that.
Are you on time? What episode are you on? Are you on to date?
Got it.
I've probably seen... I would say I've seen most of the first couple seasons.
Okay.
My son, like,
so what do you think about the... You said the third season's pretty good for you? Were you a fan of the second season?
Well, it was okay. I mean, it's a drama. It's zombies. I'm not, like, a big fan. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm so excited for the third season. If there's some episodes on that are new episodes, I'll watch them. I'll be like, hey, that's cool. Yeah.
So
cool.
You're not a fan of it. No. You're just...
I'll watch it.
You'll watch it.
If it's on, I'll watch it. Hell yeah. I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it.
All right. So, I think...
It's entertaining. But it's not like something where I'm like a huge fanboy. Like, I've got Walking Dead t-shirts. I've got like...
Oh, no.
I wear the shoes that got fucking lights on the bottom and say Walking Dead. It's like zombies came out.
Zombies and coming shit.
I think it just sucks that every time this show gets traction, they kill another showrunner. Every time someone starts rolling out decent stories, they fucking axe this guy and
there's
bring in someone else.
There's only 12 hours in a day.
No. You okay. Know what?
It's hard.
Is that realistic?
I think it's hard... We'll go with Double D's, opinion next about it, but I think it's hard to maintain a credible show like that. It really is. Like, it's only
hard to keep it fresh.
Okay, well then, how good is it? You seem to like this show. You know,
I do. I love
this show.
Of zombie movies, Walking Dead movies, how does it rank?
Oh, well,
what is the best?
If you put
Zombieland,
Zombieland was talking to the dumbest motherfucker on earth. I'm just gonna say that out right there.
Was it not funny?
It was funny.
It was one of those
hilarious. But they run every joke into the ground. They keep telling you, "Oh, double tap, double tap." Double tap.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, dude. We got it in the first 15 minutes. You don't have to keep repeating the same joke.
I guess your point.
Come on.
All right, so my...
It was put together well. Had the fucking words pop up at the time.
They killed Bill Murray.
They killed Bill Murray
in a bad joke.
Bill Murray was the best part about that movie.
No.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was the only part. I felt bad about Garfield. That shit had me almost shitting at myself.
But
Bill Murray, I love you.
To answer your question, I'm a big fan of Shaun of the Dead. You ever seen that?
Yes, sir.
Everyone's seen that, right?
Yes,
fucking
sir.
Fucking hilarious. So if you want to compare it to something like Shaun of the Dead or Diary of the...
Night
or
of the
Dawn
Dead.
Of the Dead.
Or Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the
Dead.
Any Robert fucking zombie movie is the shit. When a bitch is giving birth to a baby zombie... Thank you.
I'll go back to Night of the Living Dead, of course, the original.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That scares
Black
the shit
and white
out of
me. Hell yeah, it still scares the shit.
Which version,
original
or the...
That way
of being dead.
The pain of being
dead. I'd have to go with people under the stairs.
It makes the pain
go away.
That was
and that wasn't
good.
Zombies.
That was, cool.
That was Roach.
Oh, I killed it. Who was the main character? What was his name? I already said it, but...
He was a black dude. I can't remember.
What was his name? Who knows?
He was black, he had an afro, and he was in the original Sandlot.
Fool. That was Fool! That was my favorite name from all...
Fool?
Yep, that was
Fool. Alright, but my opinion about the third season, it's better than the second. Not comparable to the first, but first is, like Double D said, it's fresh.
The second half of the second season was great. I gotta admit.
I gotta agree with, like, the last two episodes, and that's about it.
I just hate how people are dogging Michonne. If you've read the graphic novel, you know this bitch don't talk.
Who is
she
Michonne,
talks.
First of all? Tell the listeners that don't
Michonne
talk.
Is that the black
is,
chick with the fucking...
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
She shows up in the graphic novel. She has her brother and her father as zombies.
So,
she
of course, they had
off.
To give her an appearance in the series. How
no,
do you think they,
no.
Like
she showed up. She showed up with them with their... jaw chopped off and their arms chopped off, and she had them on chain.
I saw this. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh,
because it keeps the scent off the other walkers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you guys are wrong. I don't think anybody knows why she was doing that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, according to the show, though, in itself, and the way they explained it in the graphic novel.
So you're
like
talking
you're
about
saying,
the lady with the samurai sword, and she has two zombie walkers on two chains.
The way she explained it, the way she explained it, this side, of course it's not.
Why does she have them?
According to her, it does keep the scent off.
Yes, sir.
That's according to her, and according to the graphic novel as well.
I got a better reason. She was better
in the graphic novel because she talked more, but when she talked, it was to her dead boyfriend or fiance.
Fuck, keeping the scent
she
off.
She was on the same level as Rick Grimes, as we're seeing in the show, where he doesn't have any sense of what's going on, what's real, what's fake. He's seeing his wife. I think Michonne and Rick Grimes in the show have definitely changed roles because he's more of the mental case than she is.
They're playing it that way. I agree with you. But what were we going to say, Aldrichus?
Well, the obvious reason is they're mules. They carry her packs.
With that,
we saw
in the
first season that the smell, you can rub zombie guts all over you.
Yes, sir.
The smell can wash off very quickly. And if they catch a whiff of fresh meat, they know.
Yeah, so she had blood on her the whole time.
It ain't the smell thing. They would smell it.
Right? Okay.
They're mules. It's a good...
They don't get tired.
Good fucking strategy. Carrie, she has three packs.
But see, you're talking about a different man's vision. That was the original creator of The Walking Dead.
But this is more practical than that smell shit.
I agree with you. And to the show like itself, because you can't explain it. You can explain it within a book, right? But you can't explain it within a TV show or a movie or anything.
But the thing is,
so I agree with you
about
in that point.
The show is it all breaks down to the simplest human form. Would you kill? Would you not?
Yes, sir.
You know, the toughest decisions. The most basic of things.
Yeah.
And that is the most basic in this situation.
And,
that's
and
like,
it just amps that raw.
I have to accept it as truth.
And that's another thing I want to ask you guys. I want to ask you guys about that. If okay, even Whiskey Peace couldn't chime on this, even though he's never seen the show, but let's say if it's apocalypse like a zombie kind of raid, do you see people turning on themselves even though they're not zombies? Like, do you see, because you see that in the show, you see that this group is not going to get along with this group, but I feel as a human beings in general, like when if something like that were to happen, we wouldn't turn on each other. I think.
And how much whiskey do you take with you?
I think we would turn on each other. I think it'd
Why?
Be worse than the show. We wouldn't even welcome people into our neighborhood. We would kill them on sight.
Why? Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you would have to
if
kill
it was a zombie
other...
apocalypse, Whiskey P, because I know you're not in the show like me, so we don't know a whole bunch, you know, about all the backstory, but if it was a zombie apocalypse, people were really going down, and you saw somebody, they were fucking coming at you, they were going to, like, try and rob you, do something.
You don't know they're
going to
rob
you, don't know what they're
gonna if it's you and your family,
kill on sight.
You're going to kill on sight.
Well, this is what's going on. If fucking shit went down, whatever, zombie apocalypse
Let's
happened,
just say hell broke
so,
out loose.
People
you
would,
protect
people
you
would
yours.
Immediately...
Panic?
No, I'm saying, like,
oh.
after all that
oh.
initial, but pretty much people would, like, go back to old time, become, like, tribes again. You know what I mean? And your tribe, once established, I'm going to say within the first month of this all going down, then no other tribes...
Fuck with your tribe.
...are going to fuck with your tribe. If another motherfucker comes in that's not in your tribe... Either one or two things didn't happen. If he looks aggressive, he's dead. Or we capture him, question him. And then, within the tribe, if shit gets scarce, like food and shit...
First one to go.
Guess what? People are turning on each other. Like a motherfucker.
But, okay, so I... Okay, but... I agree with you to a certain extent, because, like, listen...
Well, then I'm right.
Hey, you put it down. That was basic science, and that
I
was
almost
actually,
shat myself.
Hey, his logic was flawless.
Excellent.
But to a point. But you gotta take into account that times have completely changed.
You gotta take into account that you are on your period. I understand that.
Fuck you.
But anyway, come on. No, that
times have
was,
changed, but we've never had an apocalypse.
I'm not saying
that
I disagree with him.
It was sound logic. It was flawless.
But. Okay, in order to get to a tribe, like he was saying, right? People are going to go into their own tribes, whatever they might be. Let's say it's your immediate friends and your family, right? Because that's what obviously it's going to be automatically. It's going to be your immediate friends and your family.
The ones you can trust.
The ones you can trust, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. After that point, guess what? It's a totally different world now. Right?
I've heard if you become starving enough, you'll turn on fucking whoever, you know? If you, it's like a battle for food, and there's like one thing left you haven't ate in 3 weeks, your fucking mind will.
I would jump off a cliff rather than eat my
friend. Yeah. Not eat your friend. I'm saying, you know what I mean? You'd fucking.
Strangers? I want all them bitches to death. Eat them whole.
It's fucking a hometown buffet.
Double D,
thank you.
Double D, why are you starving? There's no other people around.
Well, we've been on this topic for a while. Let's
go. Walking Dead is the shit.
It is.
In all fucking aspects of life.
You know, I brought this up, but we didn't talk about this. I always want to talk about this. It's called Movie Flops. You know, okay. I expected, I went to go see, actually, yesterday.
Jack the Giant Slayer.
I did.
Yes, sir. I knew it.
I did. I went to go see
He's
that
movie.
He's
an Ian McGregor fan.
I'm not, but...
The worst toilet in Scotland.
But I want to know, what remedy, or what causes a movie flop like that? Because...
When it's been trying to come out for 2 years and still hasn't came out?
Well, show a trailer where the only main characters were Jack, telling people his own fucking name. You know what I mean? Like,
that's but after a while, weird. Okay, after a while, like some movies don't even come out with, they come out with a teaser. Let's, Super 8. Super 8 was a big teaser trailer when it came out at the first
but
time.
But it was a great movie.
It was pretty cool.
It had
was
substance.
It?
I loved it.
I thought it was pretty decent. I didn't love it, but it was pretty decent because there was a backstory to it. The kid had his love story. He had his falling out with his father. You know, there's plot to it. You can get your involved and feeling in it.
But it was a flop. It was a flop.
That's because most Americans are stupid.
Yeah.
John Carter, perfect example of a flop. Disney backed that movie up with what, $280 million?
Dope, but
that's
Disney.
Disney fucking owns almost every fucking.
John what Carter I'm saying though, what is the remedy that causes a flop? Because you never can know what's a flop and what you can never anticipate it.
I think it's material.
I think it's overproduced bullshit. You gotta just find somebody that knows what they're doing.
Well, I mean, look at the Superman franchise. They have gone through producers, directors, and they still haven't got it right.
We'll see what's up with Man of Steel. I mean, it might be all right.
I'm looking forward to it.
I hope so.
I like Superman Returns.
Or, conspiracy theory, are they doing it on purpose? Because, you know, in 2050, what are they going to have to do?
Well, I was looking forward to Tim Burton's Superman.
Or are they not capable of doing it
now? Never saw light of day.
They're obviously not capable of pulling it off because Superman is the baddest motherfucker in DC Comics.
I don't think so.
No one can beat him in DC
Who
Comics.
Who can beat Superman? He's the most powerful.
I know one person, but he's not from DC.
Who?
The Hulk.
No. Hulk's stronger.
Because the madder the Hulk gets, the stronger he gets. That's the theory.
Who's the one person that can keep up with Superman though, in DC Comics?
And he's green, like Kryptonite.
One person that can keep up. I'll give you guys a question. One person that keep up with Superman in the comics.
Strife.
Nope.
I said the Hulk.
I know someone who can outsmart the Superman.
Like, keep up with him? The Flash.
You guys are wrong. Batman.
Yes, sir!
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot. He continually proves himself
That's
to be
plural,
an idiot.
Fucker.
Every fucking week. Everybody knows this.
Batman is just a man.
Double D.
Superman cannot die. Batman will die.
You're right.
He's an
idiot.
Detective.
I said
great detective.
I said keep up.
You said but.
I didn't say fucking
shut the fuck
not
up.
Die.
You can't even talk about comics with you. You're an idiot.
Because you guys are wrong. You guys are wrong about
Batman
comics.
Why are you crying about it?
I fucking love Batman.
Batman
you guys
dies
are wrong
in
about
the
that.
Comics even.
So does Superman.
There have been multiple Batman.
No, Superman.
But even
Superman
dies. When he dies, he wins. It's not cool.
Yeah,
because he's
so
fucking
does
Superman.
Batman,
you can't be that.
Hey man, Batman's a shit. I agree.
You guys
with
are
you.
Completely wrong. I'm a listen.
Fuck
Superman's only weakness is kryptonite
and magic,
he's,
fucker.
He's immortal.
And magic
you can't buy
and
that
a red
shit.
Fucking rock and shit.
Magic
yeah.
Fucking dickholes.
Magic.
Magic.
Red rock is magic.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, Batman is the one that can keep up with him as far as like doing the shit he does.
I think Robin could too if you want to. Throw that in.
Really? You're gonna throw Robin in there?
He's Batman's apprentice. He
Double
knows
D.
He does.
They were right. Double douche.
Nightwing, homie.
Alright, so.
Nightwing, yeah.
What movie do you see that's coming out right now that you think might be a flop? That you're worried about? That's my question is, what movie do you see coming out in 2013 that you're really worried about that's gonna be a flop? And we'll start off with one at a time.
Go
we'll
ahead.
Go with Whiskey
go
P.
Ahead.
But I think it's gonna be a flop?
Yeah. Die Hard was one of them. Everyone
okay.
was excited about that one, right?
It made number one.
Flop.
Out of its first weekend, though.
But it was a flop.
But it still made number one.
Do I think it's going to be a flop? Well, going off all the trailers, they're all going to be amazing. I mean...
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, you're right. You're right to a point, but...
Let me tell you why I've said that. Because you don't know, dude. You really don't. So right. I've been thrown off by so many trailers where I'm like, this movie's going to be funny or badass, whatever. Then I'm watching it, it sucks. Or the opposite. I'm like, oh, you know, I had like, I did four in a row. That sucks. So I'm just not even going to, I'm going to ignore this one. It ends up being the best movie ever. So you don't know. So can I tell you which one's going to be the next flop?
Yeah.
Besides your mom? No.
Fuck you.
Well, she's a flip, not a flop.
Oh, all right, Aladocious. What about you? Do you
I
do
agree,
have
your
a
mom's
filling?
Gonna flip.
Fuck
next.
You!
And flop.
A filling! Do you have next. A filling? Alright, obviously no. Token squared. Don't say my mom, fucking dickhead.
Well, there goes my answer.
that's what's been going around.
Anyways.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say which one's gonna flop. No one really can.
You're right, but I'm saying that you have a feeling about.
Oh, I don't have a feeling.
But you might, you know, seen the trailer
what
and you're
mean,
like...
Are you, what would I be most worried to flop?
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 or Star Trek 2.
See, that's yes, what I'm talking
sir.
About.
Because if those flop, I'd be pissed. Yeah. Because I expect both of those movies to be great.
Mine is
different.
Star Trek 2 and Episode 7, because they're both by J.J. Abrams.
Actually, Episode 7's going to flop.
Eat a dick.
I called it.
Wow.
No, they're
it will
have,
never fail.
They're
Star
have,
Wars.
They're gonna have fans out there that are going to love it, but you're probably going to hate it. Because you're
won't.
A real movie fan.
No, I love J.J. Abrams.
Yeah,
I love everything.
You're a real
he's
movie
done.
Fan, but you'll probably hate it. You'll
okay,
like, oh, no.
My worry.
You killed it.
My worry is the new Tom Cruise movie.
Which
only
one?
What is it called? Oh, I can't think of the name now.
It'll be at least
where he looks like a real badass. And
no, it's like no, it's
pretty,
the one with the
pretty much, but he's in outer space this time.
No, yeah, it's the one where like the world like is
three.
Gone or whatever, and then all of a sudden he comes back and like the world is. You know, he has to, like, clear the world of monsters
and just
shit.
When he thought he cleared
yeah,
the world of all
Sortion or some shit like that.
You haven't
scorched it's almost like Brad Pitt's World Z.
I think it's a sentient.
Well, see, I think World Z is going to do really good.
And then he came back to do
but,
Scorcher 5, 6, 7. And just when he thought it was all over. Scorcher 8. Scorcher
another podcast.
That's my really big worry about it because I don't think they're putting in the trailer. It just, it's putting it off.
Trailers suck though, dude.
They do, but they throw, sometimes trailers can be good because they put really good emphasis on the movie. Like Whiskey P would say, like some trailers can make a movie look really good even though it sucks.
But those trailers are throwing their message to the dumbest motherfucker out there.
What, everybody? Because everybody watches the trailer.
I don't know. I didn't want to see Seven Psychopaths after seeing the trailer, but I thought it was a great movie. Like, he said it today, too. One of the best movies he's ever seen.
But I didn't see a trailer. I saw the movie.
I saw the trailer.
I'm a Christopher Walken fan.
Movie's great.
I'm also the dude from Moon's fan. Damn, he was on Moon. He starred in a movie. Sam Rockwell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Sam Rockwell fan, dude. He's the man, dude. Ever since a confession of a hitman.
He's a good.
He's
got
a real
cat's dick.
It's really good.
All
right. He's a good actor.
Yeah. So like, what's
no homo.
Saying, I guess what Steve is right because like you, there's. Well, I hate to say
I'm right.
It.
Again.
This motherfucker haven't talked two times in the whole podcast. Right both times. But
he's right to a certain point.
He's batting a thousand.
I got weed in my pocket.
He's batting a thousand.
He's right to a certain point.
A
you can't predict the next flop, but at the same time. You have you can have a feeling.
Well, sometimes you just see it and you know it's gonna flop like a pink hat.
Well, what movie do you have you seen that you think is gonna have that effect?
I don't do this. Up.
It's a good thing we're not podcasting right now.
Double D's laughing for some reason.
Yeah.
He was cheering and his watch flew off.
I just lost a $200 watch. Found it.
But alright, so you don't have a feeling, you don't want like Token Square said, he doesn't want Iron Man 3 and, you know, the new Star Trek movie to flop. I don't want that to flop either, because I want them to continue making them.
Robert Downey Jr.'s will not go
I'll
past
tell you what
3.
Movie, I'll tell you what movie I do want to have flop. Fast and the Furious. Stop
what?
Making that shit.
No.
Who was Joe?
No.
Stop making that.
Someone
I love it.
Watch Fast 6. You
I love
watch...
it. I love Fast and the Furious.
Double
That's
D.
My guilty pleasure.
You're back to double douche again.
I don't
yeah,
care.
Double douche.
I love anything Vin Diesel does, dude. That motherfucker is so passionate about anything he does.
Is it because he's
bisexual?
No. Yeah.
He has no other fucking opportunity right now other than
Fast and the Furious. The Vindy Games.
Okay, Pitch Black Part 2, what was that shit called?
Motherfucker, we are not talking about Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick was dope.
This motherfucker's got two more movies coming out with Riddick.
Cool. Yeah, Chronicles of Riddick, the new one, and fucking Fast and the Furious.
He's got three more Riddicks coming out. Paul Walker owns Fast and the Furious.
No, Vin Diesel does.
Him or Ludacris?
No, Vin Diesel owns all the rights.
But he ain't
to the Fast and the Furious franchise. He is the Fast and the Furious franchise.
He's not, but alright.
I see what you're saying, but he's not the picture guy. He's not the producer.
Nah, he shouldn't be.
He owns the rights to those movies.
He's not the front man. No. He may actually be the front man or the monetary guy in the back. No. I didn't know that till just now when you said it.
Thank you.
Paul Walker is the figurehead of that shit. Yeah. Once he had the franchise,
he went to Paul Walker and asked him, will you please come back? And he did.
You guys are all wrong because who owns those movies are the producers who take the biggest cuts.
He is a producer on those movies.
Is he? Yeah, the executive is not the producer.
That's the guy that's higher.
Yes. Producer is the boss. The executive's the helper.
No, executive's upper.
Executive producer, all that means is that you financed it. Yeah. That's all that means.
No, you financed it and had the creative idea.
You
just financed
it. That's for damn sure.
I'm telling you, if you own that money,
you've got ultimate creative control
because
you choose what equipment gets bought to make the shit.
Yeah.
So that is a huge leap in creative control.
I'm telling you, that's about all. Listen, if you're misusing my equipment, I'm going to say something.
I know the definition of an executive producer.
There's only two movie franchises that Vin Diesel owns, and both of them need to die.
Nope.
Riddick, whatever fucking shit is, and Fast and Furious was the shit.
Pitch Black was good too, yeah.
No, Pitch Black and the Chronicles were both great.
Yeah,
we're gonna end the topic right here. We're gonna ask everybody what franchise would they like to see die because they think it's the end of it. And we're gonna start with Whiskey P.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. All right, Aladocious.
Why though?
Oh, no, I just said something.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, that's good. No, that's.
You gotta give a reason.
Yeah, give a reason why.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen any of them. I don't want to see any.
Wow.
You dick.
Right. And they keep coming out. I might accidentally watch one on HBO or something.
I might accidentally.
Start with the original though.
Don't do that, please.
Start with Star Wars: A New Hope, please.
I will.
I will not watch any space movies. Any action movies, action figure movies.
Really?
Enemy Mine?
Him and 40 Ounce have like the fucking same taste of movies. Horrible.
I won't watch that shit.
What's the other one that's a Firefly option? It's not Galaxy Quest, which is dope.
It's Firefly.
Serenity.
Serenity, yeah.
Serenity's a dope movie,
too.
Firefly is the guy who did the Avengers.
No, Firefly is the Serenity movie.
Josh Whedon did Firefly.
Firefly is the Serenity movie.
Firefly's a show.
But that motherfucker Josh Whedon is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's an HBO series thing.
Yeah. No, it was an HBO.
It was like FX or something. Yeah. Sci-fi channel, maybe.
Aladocious, what franchise would you like to see killed off?
Franchise? Alright.
His answer was good.
Whatever the fuck these cocksuckers making these goddamn reality shows is, I need their shit to go away.
Thank you.
Go away.
Agreed on that. Your shit is horrible.
Oh, we can do that? What the fuck about no?
Yeah.
Mob Wife.
Said franchise.
No Jersey Shores. Said movie, though. No motherfucking.
Yes, sir.
Model franchise. Inc. No motherfucking reality.
Booyah!
Teens pregnant. Get the fuck off of TV.
If you can do that, yeah, I don't want
No, repeat.
Hey, Kim Kardashian, that's my phone.
Hey, you gave me a free pass. I'm gonna use my wish wisely.
Yeah, I didn't know I could do that. Yeah,
turn your shit off.
Fuck that Kim Kardashian shit. That fucking that little girl fucking saying
no started all this shit, right?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton.
No.
Yes.
No.
Real World?
When they
Real
was
world.
On the farm. Yeah. Those were cool, though.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
Because that was sociological experiments.
No, it really wasn't.
It was a sociological experiment.
Colored people against the craziest...
But there was something to that. But when you start putting these no-talent whores up there, like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, and they don't do shit...
I'm sorry.
They don't even have creativity... Because there is something to be said about putting a gang of crazy motherfuckers together and see what they say.
I think this is double standard, bro.
No, I know what he's saying, though. I
get what he's saying.
He's saying, let's put random people together and see what happens.
He said Paris Hilton. I think she might have been judged because she has a sexual appetite.
No. But she started. No. Yeah, that's fine. I ain't got nothing against that. She's a good socialite.
I like
but
that.
She put that with Nicole Richie, and they was on the farm, yeah, like that, Green Acres and shit.
I have no
idea
what you're talking
about.
That
was the first of the dumbass reality shows.
Yeah, you know what? I know what he's saying, because I don't want to watch, because the times that it has, I accidentally fucking fell upon those fucking shows. I don't want to watch a family eating dinner together and arguing about what they did last night, because fuck that, I can do that myself.
I am doing that myself.
Yeah, right now, currently, record this podcast.
As a matter of fact,
my phone is beeping up. Green light.
I don't know. But matter of fact, we'll argue about why it's on my fucking TV. Like, that starts an argument right there. I don't want that shit on my fucking television. I'm not going to watch another family eat dinner. That's stupid.
I got a reality TV show. I will piss my pants right now. What? If we had a camera.
Alright, so
some reality is cool. Like you said, a real world, like along the lines where I'm going to take, like, some, like, real people and, like, put them in situations and see how they react. That's different.
That's kind of funny.
How about this? Fear Factor.
That was
tough. Oh, fuck yeah.
Joe Rogan's the shit.
So, Token Square, what was yours? Did you give yours?
No, but if he said reality shows like that, I'm all about that.
I agree with that. But also
Case
movie.
Closed.
Movie, just
throw
it in
there.
Just
movie in there.
Movie franchise.
Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, all that good stuff.
Eat a dick.
Why?
I want
why
more of that.
You don't like epic adventures like that?
I love the adventures. I love the adventures, but
yeah,
I hate
Yeah, if you don't follow the source material,
I hate the
Hobbits.
I hate the Hobbits.
They've ended the story, though, man.
I hate the Hobbits.
That story was supposed to go forever,
and
they made an ending.
Smeagol. I hate Smeagol. I hate the Hobbits. Fuck that ring. Fuck that ring. You know what I mean? Fuck, it's one ring, bitches. Come on. It's one ring to control them. Oh, come on, really? That's going to rule the whole world. This ring is that powerful?
According to them.
Hey, what's up? What's next?
All right, well, we got to get Double D's opinion on it.
Mine,
and then we'll go to the next subject. So Double D.
J-Bone.
Double D, what was your opinion on it? For a reality show?
Honestly,
I mean, no, for TV, for
movie.
Any franchise.
Do a movie so we can get it going fast.
Do a movie, yeah, do a movie.
It's already over, the Twilight franchise.
Oh, yeah, well, it's over.
Yeah.
You can't pick that.
Can't pick one, yeah, new one.
No, because he's Winston
True. My biggest worry.
That, but it's over.
My biggest worry is the new Star Wars versus Star Trek, because it's the exact same director.
Who's better?
It's the same
Star
guy.
Wars or Star Trek? Who's better?
Star Wars.
Gay.
You're talking a bunch of different movies that sucked ass, except the new one, versus fucking A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, which is the shit amongst movies.
Jaja Brinks? You kidding me? Jaja Brinks?
Star Trek is way cool.
Empire Strikes Back? Doesn't have Jar Jar Binks.
I don't know. Fryer Spikes Back. I know Empire Strikes Back. Yeah.
All right. Empire Strikes Back does not have Jar Jar Binks.
No, you're right. But
I have not said anything. I fucking hate Jar Jar Binks.
All three of the new movies sucked. I expected great things out of them. They were not
Revenge
good.
Revenge of the Sith. Steven Spielberg. George Lucas was a masterpiece. I loved it. I don't give a fuck. And I've read the graphic novel.
Only because there was a Sith.
No.
Fucking Sith badass ninja.
Yeah,
no.
He did set the name.
He had a ninja
cool.
in there. Come on.
No.
Alright, so let's...
The original Return of the Jedi was called Revenge of the Jedi.
We always run out of time, so we're going to try to get mine to... And for some reason, our...
We have a special guest. Who is it?
Who is it?
Alright, so...
Masturbating.
That's
the magic word! Yeah!
Secret word of the day!
Captain, your mom's here to blow us all!
Fuck you guys.
Again?
Hey, come on in!
Sweet!
Okay. Anyways!
I haven't bummed my tongue in 9 months!
Yes, you can blow us now.
I blow it now?
Yes.
I blow now?
Please.
I might be talking about the coolest chick of all time, respect to the
Anyways,
Scats family.
Mine would have to be, like I said, Fast and the Furious. Or that fucking Roderick shit, whatever the fuck Vin Diesel did. He needs to fucking end that shit, get it over with, done, end the story.
He said no.
He did say no. That's not the point. So, Okay, out of all the movies that are out right now, or all the actors and the new actresses that are out right now, who do you see becoming as big as, like,
Rodney Dangerfield?
Robert Downey Jr.
Who is deceased, rest in peace.
Or like Brad Pitt or like Angelina Jolie. Who do you see in becoming that now that, you know, just starting, you know?
God damn it, I forgot my psychic hack to say. I mean, I didn't know. I was going to be picking
season. So, whoever has the answer first, just go. Just give your answer.
That chick from that movie, The Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I have never seen her in any movies, but I just hear her name a lot, so.
I think you're missing the point. It's easy to pick a leading female role, I think. He's talking about leading male role.
Oh, is that
no, I say female or male. Doesn't matter.
You missed male.
I should have said
so that's
actor or actress.
Oh, then everybody's going to pick the actress because that's the easy route.
Okay.
See, it really is, dude. Find the hottest, cutest chick. She's gonna take the lead.
No,
well, it's gonna be that. True. It's gonna be that dude that you guys always say don't talk.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I hear his name all the time.
You think he's gonna be in that caliber?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's already Chris Hemsley.
It's a popularity contest.
The guy
that
plays Thor. That's who it is right now.
I think Kelly McDonald has a really good chance of being a great actress. I've loved her since Trainspotting. She just got. I don't know if it was her or Brave animated short of the year or whatever the fuck it was this year. She's been in Boardwalk Empire. I think she's just fucking fantastic.
I think I know who you're talking about. Oh, I can't think of her name.
Her name is Kelly McDonald.
I can't think of what recent movie she's played in.
Kelly McDonald. She was just in Harry Potter. Whatever the fucking last gay one was.
Oh, I know who I want to say. The chick, what's her name? She was in a movie with, she's like fucking her friend or some shit. They were like friends, but they had friends with benefits.
Mila Kunis.
No, not Mila Kunis. Okay, then
Jessica Biel?
No, okay. It's one of them is Mila Kunis, and there's another movie just like that, friends with benefits movie. It's exactly the same shit.
It was Zach and Jennifer.
She played in one of those Star Wars movies.
No, she wasn't in a Star Wars movie.
She was Black
Jessica
Swan.
Jessica Biel.
No.
Jessica Biel.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman's who I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next best actress.
She quit acting, though.
She just came back
from Thor 2.
Old.
That's all an act.
She just...
See how good she is?
Yeah, he's right. That's right. He's so right. God damn it. What are you...
I got swindled.
He's been drinking that Wright fluid all night.
I know.
He's a Wright
brother. I'm sorry. Kelly McDonald is still one of my fucking solid actresses.
What about you, Aldoges?
I'm not going to say who I know, but who I want to see more is Olivia Wilde.
Oh, yeah, thank
I think
you.
She'll have a good year.
She just got divorced.
Perfect.
Thank you. She might be good then.
Hey, you know what that means, Captain, right? Her husband's available.
It means I get to sleep with her, but alright.
Nice.
Yeah, you get to sleep on the same side of the bed she was sleeping on.
Who made your bed?
Sleep with her nightie on.
Sleep with her nightie on. Alright, what about you, Token Squared?
I don't know, I have no idea, man. Like I said, I didn't know it was my future predicted night.
It's your future predicted night.
I would have brought Marty McFly's almanac and shit. I did not know.
What about your magical ball?
Yeah. Miss Cleo and shit.
1.21 gigawatts!
Yeah. All right, Double D, we heard your pick for female actress. What about male?
Male? At this moment, I have no...
No pick?
No pick for male actors.
Huh? I
got one.
Justin Bieber.
I'm thinking Hugh Jackman. I think he'll actually.
He's always been a great actor.
Yeah. I think he'll do more.
He's underestimated.
Well, he's going to do more, but
he's very underestimated.
He's going to have a breakout. Exactly, because he's underestimated.
The Wolverine is going to kick ass.
Wolverine kicks ass. Mm. I mean, Real Steel was a pretty good movie.
He's the only thing saving the X-Men franchise.
Oh, you're retarded for saying that.
Fuck you!
Are you kidding?
You killed Professor X! He's not in it anymore!
Good topic. Did you know Jennifer Lawrence, like Whiskey said, best actress? I think she got like a Grammy or a what? Not a fucking Grammy, fucking Oscar or whatever the fuck they get, right? Oscar.
Yeah.
Do you know she was in X-Men? And do you know who she was?
No, I don't. Well, who
Mystique.
Is
Yeah.
She was Mystique.
She was Mystique?
Yes! That's crazy, right?
I was more interested in Shadow Cat, who played in Juno.
Listen,
she's a lesbian.
First off,
if you don't know who Mystique is, it's the blue lady in X-Men that changes form.
Mystique is Nightcrawler's mom, for all you guys.
All of our fans out there who watched The Last X-Men, if you liked it, you're fucking stupid.
Yes! The Last Stand sucked dick.
No, no, no.
Trying to fix it right now.
I apologize. I didn't mean Last X-Men. I meant Wolverine movie. If you like that movie, you're fucking stupid.
It was actually pretty decent to the
Are you kidding me?
It was pretty accurate to the comics.
No, it wasn't.
I was just happy to see Gambit.
I was happy
I love the Breaking Cage.
Gambit is my favorite Marvel
Gambit
comic.
Is my favorite. Gambit's most people's favorite. They made him look like a bitch in that movie.
No. Kidding
he got thrown around like a fucking ragdoll.
He's just Gambit.
He helped.
He does.
He's a degenerate fucking gambler.
He is.
Leave him alone.
That's all he does. He's a gambler.
He helped Wolverine escape from a horrible position.
But fucking, what's his name? They made him look. He's supposed to talk.
Deadpool.
He's supposed to talk.
He will.
The whole time.
Deadpool, it's another man's interpretation.
You know what they did?
He's coming back because he cut his fucking mouth open at the end and he killed
him. I don't like the actor they picked to play him.
You know what?
No, Ryan Reynolds is shit, homie.
Don't think he's Deadpool.
He's dope.
I'd like to see
he's Green Lantern, homie.
I'd like to see Wanderlei Silva as Deadpool.
I can't argue with that. Your logic is sound as well.
Might as well.
Something's in these beers.
Deadpool is the biggest shit talking Marvel comic of all.
Yes, sir.
If you guys want to talk about it, I actually think Deadpool's my favorite because he just talks the most shit, and that's why I think because his mouth was shut,
maniac
cut
the
it
mouth,
open.
Huh?
He's gonna just go with his mouth because he's had his mouth cut so long and kept shut. Blah, 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 blah. That's what it's all about. I'm telling you.
I'm looking forward to the new Wolverine, but as the last one I've seen it, I'm not a big fan.
Was it the
fucking
claws,
hated it.
Animated claws.
No, they made fucking Gambit, my favorite character of X-Men, look like a bitch.
More than me. That's not true.
Deadpool, they fucking fucked him up because they shut his mouth. Ryan Reynolds was doing awesome as before Deadpool. Before
you could only fight so much.
But no, but listen, there's storyline behind it.
The movie was getting long, dude. They're gonna make three of them. Like, fucking calm down.
Listen, I was one of those lucky few who downloaded it before it came out to the actual theaters.
Me too. I'll admit.
Yeah, let's admit that because I downloaded it legally.
Yeah, of course.
That's all
special.
We do.
Special screening.
Yeah,
he is a captain.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So we did. I did do that. And I was so pissed off when I seen it. After I seen it, I don't understand why they kept going with it.
I was butthurt for about 3 months until I made it what I wanted.
The actual
in your head.
In my head, yeah.
You had to make it.
Yes, sir.
The Wolverine storyline stuck to a lot of the same concepts. I mean, they changed a little bit of it, but it had a lot of the same.
They read Lady Deathstrike, and I don't know.
But you don't have to make Gambit like her. Bitch.
Man, he didn't. I don't think he did. He came in, he was witty, he got tossed around. Gambit did get tossed around a lot.
Gambit led
That's
him to the island, dude.
That's what Gambit got tossed around in a lot of
He was the only one that knew what's really crazy. That nigga's a C-3PO of the X-Men series. He knows the whole story.
He's
the R2-D2.
Gambit's the motherfucker.
X-Men.
He's sitting on the outside drinking some wine, walks in and goes, "That motherfucker's a liar. He's an idiot. Take that to your face. I'm out of here."
That was it from the beginning.
That's it. He knows what's going on. He's got the scene mapped out in the beginning.
Alright, so let's go on to movies you guys seen this week. What movies did you see, Tobin Square?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember what movies you
seen? I didn't even think I watched any movies. I was doing the beach thing and working.
So this is 2 weeks in a row that you haven't watched any movies.
I probably
think we have to fire you from this job because this is what we do. We watch movies and review.
How many movies did you watch?
A lot.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Name one.
Moon.
Another one. Hey, dude, Sam Rockwell.
Who told you about Middleman?
I've seen
you told me about Middleman. No one told me about Moon.
I told you about Moon, too. It's in a past episode again, liar.
Dickhole.
I'm gonna listen to
I told him about Moon.
I've seen Moon.
True that.
All right. So those are the movies I've seen, but let's go to... So Token Squared, obviously, is failing at his job.
I'm failing.
He hasn't watched a movie this week.
I'll make it an actual mission to watch some movies this week.
Yes, thank you. Because that's what our show's about. So let's watch
some movies. Are you kidding me? the last, what, hour have been just talking about, like, yeah, all the movies we watched. But I'll do 45 push-ups on your face, because you'll love it, just as a punishment.
I don't want to... What? No.
You don't want to open your mouth?
Anyways, Eldoshes, what movie did you see this week?
I don't fucking know. Put me on the spot. All right,
that's another one. Whiskey Damn. Pete?
Two so, Wedding Crashers, Talladega Nights, and... The video me and your mom made, that was...
Fuck you. Well,
nice! And then I saw Readers, or Rounders.
Readers. I caught the end of Rounders with you guys, but yeah, I mean...
You never seen it?
I've seen Rounders before, oh, okay. Yeah. But I'm like I'm saying, he's seen all those other movies before.
Sam too. Rockwell, yeah. Isn't he in Rounders? I don't At the beginning?
So. Maybe.
He's one of the
He is
homies?
The friend, the yeah. degenerate.
I thought so.
What movie is it where he plays a fucking weed head and he has like dreads and shit?
I just keep thinking Gary Oldman.
Gary Coleman?
Gary Oldman, asshole.
I don't know who that is, so...
You don't know who Gary Oldman is and you're doing a podcast about movies?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're fired.
It's one of the best fucking actors out of England of all time.
Of England? In England?
Yes, sir.
Is that a guy that plays in,
It ain't White Boy Day, homie.
The Wire?
No.
Alright, then I don't know.
Old you man. Know what movie I did see that you guys probably have never heard of is Standard.
Never heard of
that. Andre Standard. It's about a South African cop. The motherfucker lives in South Africa. And if you know anything about South Africa, there ain't shit to know. Except Nelson Mandela. Motherfucking...
This ain't no Clinton Eastwood movie.
District 9. Die Antwoord and Standard. Andre Standard. He's a cop. This motherfucker robs banks. And he's the detective on duty... To investigate the bank robberies.
Now, wasn't there a show on HBO like that where the guy was like the murderer and he was like the lead detective? Dexter. That's
yeah. Dexter, yeah.
But still going movie, on his last
this,
season.
This movie is older than Dexter. It's a pretty old movie.
Okay.
It's early 90s. So, this motherfucker gets in there, he plays the part, they don't think it's him for a long time, and then they find out it's him, put him in jail, he escapes, and he has got a new, even harder crew because they escaped with him from jail. And they Someone just fuck shit up. And he gets a fan base.
As a heater.
You know, he becomes a just urban kicking hero in and shit. Everybody's like, talking about Andre Standard.
Starts relaxing.
It's a good fucking movie.
Alright. Sounds good. I gotta watch that then.
Yeah, you gotta check out Standard, man.
Standard.
And it's set in the 70s. So everybody's got fucking mutton chops and shit. It's hilarious.
Definitely sex scenes?
Probably.
Nice.
What about you,
Giggity.
I think it is rated R.
What about you, Double? Do you see any movies this week that you want to review?
This week, I believe the only thing I've seen is Frankenstein with Robert De Niro. And I really liked it. It's got Helen Bonham Carter in it.
The old lady?
She's Tim Burton's wife. Oh. I think she's fucking extremely talented.
No, that's Helen Mirren. Miriam,
we give our reviews out of 12 beer cans, so what would you give that?
Because they show a woman.
Because they have a woman, and I'm into that.
they have this woman where this extreme disgusting bile is coming out of her crotch region.
Okay, well, I'm not into that.
Yeah. I think it's one of the most bile things I've ever seen in a movie, so I would give it 10 cans.
You never watched Childbirth, but alright.
No, I just had a kid last week, like a couple weeks ago, dude. I cut the umbilical cord and everything.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I couldn't do that.
Second person to tell me that shit.
Alright, well, I watched a couple movies this week because that's what I do. I watched Jack the Giant Slayer.
Sucked.
I'm not going to spoil, give you guys any spoiler alerts, but.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
No, because I'll call it out before I do. Yeah. But,
spoiler alert, it's up.
I gotta say, the CGI in that movie was amazing.
Nice.
The acting, though...
How about 3D? Did you see it in 3D?
I didn't see it in 3D, because I'm too cheap to
What's
do
CGI? Yeah, cock getting in your face?
No, CGI, dickhead.
No, CGI?
CGI, cock getting in your face.
Hey, fuck you guys. You guys know what CGI is. Anyways.
I don't.
It's whatever. It was awesome, but the acting in that movie was so
Ewan McGregor
was so stale.
Computer generated imagery.
Yeah, there you go. Thank
even
you.
Even Ian McGregor?
Yeah, even him. It was so stale. And so just, I think they just were laughing the whole time and they couldn't keep a straight face. So they took the takes of them keeping a straight face.
I think you can tell that in the trailer.
No.
Jack.
I'm telling you, the movie, like I said, the CGI in it was amazing. The acting in
it. Were there giants?
There was.
Of course.
I mean, it was a good.
The giants don't exist.
If you look at
they made them exist.
Well, no, if you look at the movie and you look at the way we think of our childhood and like, you know, everyone was told
were there giants in your childhood.
No, what I'm saying the story.
I did. They raised me.
They're huge.
I'm saying the story behind it, like
and
you
I
know,
became a giant.
Jack and the you know the beanstalk and all that shit. Jack and the beanstalk and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. The story behind it, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna entice you to want to watch a movie. It's like they're making another movie with another fucking fairy tale. What is it called? Hansel and Gretel.
They already
made that
made
one.
That,
it's
yeah.
already
yeah.
out.
And they're making another one, aren't they?
That just tells me they're fresh out of fucking stories.
They probably are, but they're just trying to make them into
Little Miss Muffet coming out next
you know,
week.
Something that's like just more.
You know what? I'm calling out
her curds.
Remember that story you guys heard anyway. About the girl who cried at the river?
Cried at the river.
It's like a horror story. You know, they just
start. Yeah,
yeah. They it's need like to start making movies, you know, it's like scary movies of old stories. You know what I'm saying?
What is it called?
You know, the girl, she drowned her kids, whatever. And,
Llorona.
Yeah, that's it. It's a Spanish name. And,
honestly,
like, it's a girl's crying. Like, if you're camping and shit, you're supposed to hear this girl crying at night. They need to make more scary movies about, like.
Fairy tales like that?
About
the American. Campfire horror story.
Yeah, you
well,
know
the
ones that really scare you.
Yeah. Right. Well, they were trying to do that with
a hitter.
Yeah.
I know. Back.
They were trying to do it with Hansel and Gretel. They were trying to make it a little edgier and stuff like that. Same thing with they were doing Jack the Beanstalk. Maybe not scary in the.
No,
you know,
fucking campfire like
a scary campfire story.
Yeah, campfire okay. scary.
That is
tales.
A good.
You're scared, like, I'm going to go hide in my tent. I'm not moving out of this thing tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They try to do it in some movies and they make them stupid. I'm talking about, like, legitimate, old school.
And
what's
one that's quasi campfire?
What is the tall
Candyman.
Man? What about the tall man, too?
Yeah.
Candyman, Bloody Mary-ish type
campfire
shit.
Those are definitely
yeah.
some ones right there.
The tall man was one, too.
American classic.
Bloody Mary. Yeah. There should be a movie. It should be called Bloody
yeah.
Mary.
Oh, yeah.
There
I,
was
I would
that
love
one.
To see
what was her name? She went to prom and she killed everybody.
Carrie. They're making a remake
in
2013.
Yeah. One,
they are doing a remake of Carrie.
I didn't see that scare though.
I've seen the new one. I never saw the old one.
What's the car that eats people?
Car that eats people.
Yeah.
That?
Kirby.
No, that's not Kirby.
I never
heard the story.
Kirby.
I just
Charlene or some sort.
I never heard the story, but I just found out about that story. I still haven't heard it all. But what's her name? Carrie Underwood, her movie, like Two Black Cadillacs, has that car in it.
Huh. Christine. That's what it's called, Christine.
Is it? I've never even heard the story before, but.
How about Little Shop of Horrors?
I was thinking that one.
That's already out.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying.
They need to make a remake
classic.
Of that?
Remake,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well,
they need some good.
I don't know if you can remake
it. Or some good Goosebumps.
Might be a little
Goosebumps
hard, yeah.
needs to come. Okay, remember, Goosebumps has already done this. They already came out
Goosebumps
like Nickelodeon.
Was good.
But
yeah.
They already came out Nickelodeon. And they did, like, they kind of redid the movie. But they need to
little
do
shows,
it.
Yeah.
They need, because now everyone who watched Red Goosebumps, we're all older now.
I'd
get rated R.
I'd buy a ticket to a rated R Goosebumps.
They need
it.
No,
oh,
not,
yeah.
I'm not
like,
saying
yeah.
movies. I'm talking about a TV series.
Oh,
like
yeah.
they did back in the day, but HBO
status. HBO
status,
yeah.
Oh, that would be.
I watched The Beast from the East. It was ripping motherfuckers in half, and there's bloody body parts everywhere. Oh, hell yeah.
Like, scary movies need
yeah.
to go into. Because they're doing it with comic books and shit. They need to go into, like, what brings us back. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, because I think everyone would love to see a Goosebumps kind of rated R.
Bloody Mary.
HBO kind of show. That would be
sick.
Yeah.
That would be
Sandman,
sick, man.
Candyman.
That was some scary, like, they had some mind-bending shit in there.
Oh,
scary.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And then all the paths that you got to pick and shit, that was awesome.
Freddy Krueger, you know how they're doing Batman's Over? They need to start over with Freddy Krueger's all the new CGI that we got going on now.
See, but they tried that already.
No, they just made
they tried
continuing.
To,
they like continue.
Yeah.
Like, they further
it
the story.
It may be too soon still.
Yeah.
To do
what
I mean,
what I'm saying is they, all they did was like further the story.
They're doing RoboCop
Jason
again.
Well,
RoboCop was like the same.
Well, they are making RoboCop
yeah,
2014.
They're doing
yeah.
RoboCop again.
What I'm saying is with Freddy Krueger, they just continue the story. They you know made him fight Jason and shit.
Okay, they need a Freddy Krueger is one of those that could really happen because it gets your nightmares. Oh, Jason and all the Chainsaw Massacre movies, they're overplaying the fuck out of those. But
what about some Pumpkinhead?
Oh, I don't know about that shit.
I like things
that's about some down south fucking.
Yeah. But like, but the movie. What I'm saying is,
y'all know about that.
I'm sick of movies trying to make things happen. Like every movie doesn't have to be right now time frame. You get what I'm saying? Like Pumpkinhead, that's fucking like back when American history was supposed to be first started and all.
You seen it?
No, but I've heard the story about it.
It's like
guys.
The 60s or something.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
well, it should be.
If there's anybody out there has not heard of or seen Pumpkinhead, please look it up.
I've never seen it, so I'm one of them.
But they need to do these horror stories. Like, go back in time and, like, when it first started. You know what I mean? Like, show, like, you know, like, Oz is coming out.
Yeah.
And introducing how the Wizard of Oz became to be.
Yeah.
Fucking Bloody Mary. How she became Bloody Mary is a movie. Boom.
I don't know if you guys ever seen Jeepers Creepers?
Of course.
Jeepers Creepers, the first one. Fucking scary. Fucking scary. The first one was, like, mind-blowing scary. You know?
They're all pretty good. You know,
yeah, but I'm saying
all
like
along the same lines. And,
but
and if you've never, the thing is, a lot of people don't catch movies when they first come out, and then you hear about a movie that happened 5 years ago.
You're completely.
And
right.
By the time you hear about it, there's five of them out, so you watch the whole series. So I'm gonna say this is one of those. The whole series blends together well, and it's really good. If you've never seen it.
I completely agree with what you're saying because you're totally right about that. That when you hear about a movie at first, when you watch it, you know, you're gonna want. Yeah, they already had like five or six of them already out. So yeah, you're right. But anyways, so for me, Jack the Giant Slayer, I want to give it because of the acting alone. The CGI was impressive.
Holy shit, you still giving a rating on that movie?
Well, because everybody keeps chiming in with their own stuff.
That's
because
you suck at talking.
I don't. But anyways, I want to give it 7 beer cans. It's not bad. 7 beer cans is pretty good. I also seen Moon, and I recommend this movie to you guys.
It's been out for 4 years.
It's been out for a while, but it's one of those underground movies that people are not going to know about.
Dude. This guy did like
it was all
miniatures.
It's all the same fucking guy.
But don't ruin it.
About.
Don't
what's his name?
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell. Fuck you.
It was
it's great.
It was all him.
It's the same
all
guy.
Him.
No shit. It was him losing his mind.
It was dope.
Yeah. Don't.
That's what he's in. He's in the Green Mile.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, he is actually. Yeah, he's one of the guards.
Well, let's not
give it. He stands there with the moon pie in his mouth.
He's in
and
7
he spits
psychopaths.
It all over the guard.
It's like identity.
He kills
right?
the mouse.
But it actually gives a good ending. It really is one of those movies that you haven't heard about, but when you see it, you're gonna want to watch it again and again.
That's an indie movie, man.
Yeah, so I want to give it a 10. 10 beer cans, and that's a really good movie.
I'm gonna give it a perfect score.
They hate when you do that.
Too much.
I don't
know. All right. So we always run out of time. So let's go to our top five box office, and we'll cut it there, and we'll get our opinions about the top five box office. So number five for you guys was Snitch, and that brought in $7 million this weekend, bringing its total to $24 million.
It's like what, three people going to the movies?
Pretty much.
All right.
Number four, The Last Exorcism 2. This says it's CBS Films, which distributor. That was a distributor.
Well,
but
what I'm feeling
disturbing.
About that, yeah,
distributor.
I'm feeling that it's a fucking oxymoron in the title already. I mean, it's the last one times two. That doesn't even make sense.
Like,
that's a good
point. Well, I told you, it's like that was last weekend, and now it's a new last weekend, you know what I'm saying?
It's a new.
The last time, that was the last
the
episode.
The most recent.
Yeah.
The whole fucking Exorcism.
I didn't watch Last Exorcism 1.
The last one?
Two.
Or the previous
the one? Well, see, that's one thing I think that could be real. It's like...
No, my grandmother did exorcisms, and I know they're real.
Yeah, see?
I used to see the Wayans brothers saying doing movies like The Exorcism Before Last, or The Exorcism
Before Last.
Well, that you know brought what I'm in like with the titles.
That brought in $8 million, but the budget on that was $25 million.
Jesus Christ!
I think they'll bring the money in. I think they will
eventually.
Yeah, because they'll have another Last Exorcism.
No, this movie. I think this movie will bring its money back in. Definitely,
because it is the last one.
Okay, 21 and over brought in $9 million. Now I feel we've seen this the same premise. You know what is it called? What's that movie that just came out that was filmed the same exact way as 21 and Over?
I don't even know what 21 and Over
21
is.
21 Jump Street?
No, not 21 Jump Street.
It's like a reality
Project X, yes, or some shit like that. Whatever the fuck that was called. It's the same fucking thing.
You seen it?
That sells.
Project X, yeah. It was
no, I've seen 21
when did those
and
come
over?
Out?
I haven't.
Then you don't know.
When everybody grabs
it. But it's filmed the same way, don't you think?
I don't know. I've never seen it, so I can't tell you.
You seen the previews?
I've seen the previews. Previews don't tell you shit.
Yes, sir.
Right, but...
Except everything.
No,
yeah,
sir.
Some of them. But anyway,
I heard that movie was a big flop anyway. I heard everyone says
yeah, it only brought in $9 million.
That's
about,
it?
They said fucking that about Project X, too, though. Project X, like, everyone watched it.
You're talking about...
The movie sucks, but I
watched
it.
With the monkey who can fly planes?
No, it was a party. They threw a party.
Yeah.
Guys were out of town.
Yeah. I thought Project X was with fucking that guy from,
You're thinking about Planet of the Apes or something. I'm not
thinking
about
that.
He had,
up,
though,
he had I think it was Project X. It was called Project X
movie
with that
children.
Bitch from Sex and the City's husband.
I don't know about that.
And he had a monkey that could fly a plane.
Well, that, I think Hollywood, they're fixated with numbers. So as long as the numbers are show that people are going to come and watch it, they're going to keep making the movies. So obviously there's going to be another sequel to 21 and Over.
But that's what they don't
hopefully
get,
not.
Motherfuckers have money and they will watch whatever you put out there. That shit don't mean it's good.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't mean it's good, but it's going
to
bring Hollywood money.
You have to do shit on Saturday when your wife is pitching.
Project, I mean, 21 and Over.
You're take her somewhere.
21 and Over, the budget on that was only $1 million. $1.8 million.
So that's making money right now.
So it's already made its money back. So
in your face.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
I can make that movie myself.
Hollywood is smart because they know that they're going to put out... The movie only costs $1 million. It's going to make $9 million. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make more money than it actually took to make.
That's
so
the point.
So we need to stop actually just supporting it in general. Yeah. But anyways...
Unless it was good.
You said weenie.
I didn't. Identity theft. A thief, I'm sorry.
It's still in the top five.
It's number two.
The funny part is, I hear a lot of bad things about that, but it's in the top five for like 6 weeks in a row.
$9,700,000 this weekend. Bringing its grand total to $170 million. And like I said, last episode, the whole thing cost $55 million.
So they made their money back.
By far, yeah, almost double its money back.
Well, what that means is Americans love fat white women. Paula Deen, talking to you.
And number one, can anybody guess the number one movie?
Die Hard, I would
home video.
Jack the Giant Slayer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, it was its first
you
weekend,
supported that though.
I did, but it brought in $28 million, but. The budget on that thing, a whopping $180 million.
How does
so that's a flop by definition, right?
No, because it's the first weekend. I mean, it has to make that
if
back.
You don't make that money within the first 3 weekends, you're
CGI
fucked.
Is expensive. We've seen it. Time
CGI,
and time
the actors, just.
You're
just
talking about hours on end in the studio,
yep.
Rendering and
I just want to know,
drawing.
Why the fuck are you spending so much money on a fucking movie?
Because they hope it's another fucking
Titanic,
Avatar, yeah, Avatar,
Twilight.
Good one.
That's almost worse than fucking going for the lotto, dude. You know, fucking.
Everyone said Avatar was the greatest movie ever. It was a good movie,
but
not
it,
as great as.
But
I,
it brought in $1 billion.
It hyped up. People hyped it up too much for me.
I think it's because
it's a great
the following James Cameron.
How great!
Not
is
only
the
that,
Bible,
but let's be honest.
Yeah, I like
let's be honest. Avatar.
It's really good.
No, that you guys brought it up. Avatar changed the way films are made now.
I think so.
It brought 3D back, one. It brought CGI back in the sense that it can make anything look realistic.
And super Technicolor.
Exactly.
I think that started this new trend.
It made.
I disagree on the 3D thing because Robert Rodriguez brought 3D back with Spy Kids.
That shit didn't work.
No.
No.
No, he tried to.
It didn't work.
No, he had.
Dude,
Spy Kids is still an ongoing franchise.
They don't think of motherfucking Spy Kids.
And not only that, but Avatar. Be honest here. Avatar when it came out, every single time you went to go try to see it, it was sold out.
I'm
shocked.
That's
the honest truth about that.
I don't
shit.
Know what the fuck.
I didn't buy
they
into
did
the hype,
wrong,
which I was wrong.
I
should have saw that shit and I
missed. It's a great movie.
From
yes,
a neutral base,
no, I, love
as
it.
I expect
hype, I don't know.
For Transformers to be a better 3D movie than Avatar.
I completely
because
agree.
Because the theory of Transformers and 3D-ing that shit in your face should be way better, but it just didn't work. Right?
I completely agree with that shit. Completely agree.
It should have been way better. Because
it's hard to pull off 3D. You gotta know a different component to film these.
That's why Avatar brought it to the point where
Avatar
3D is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Not too soft, not too hard.
Yeah, exactly. But yet, have you seen another movie like Avatar that has
killed? No.
No.
Because
yeah,
it doesn't
the Ninja
have...
Turtles. It's like the same shit, right?
Oh, shut up. Well, we're going to end our show. Of course, we ran out of time this week to bring up our viewer questions, or else we would have. But thank you again for listening to us and downloading us. Again, find us on iTunes, Facebook.
Ask us some questions.
Android.
Ass us.
Ass
us. Well, apparently they've been asking, we just haven't been answering.
So, yeah, probably. Yeah.
We've got some questions.
But thank you again for downloading us, listening to us.
Them.
Our bullshit is bullshit, but you know, you like it, so thank you.
Thanks.
So let's end our show with a toast like we always do.
Yes, sir.